our hearts that, as Lloyd was preaching in Sunday school, that we're able to lift up holy hands unto the Lord and say thank you. We're able to say hallelujah and amen, praise the Lord, and sometimes even shout because of all that the Lord has done for us today. 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. I may have said 12, did I? But the 11th chapter this morning and the 30th verse. I've got this verse highlighted in my Bible. I've got a diamond out next to it because this is a verse that has helped me many times over the years, and I pray it'll help you on this Sunday morning. Verse 30. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. And just that one verse today. Brother Charlie, Paul is telling the church at Corinth that I have been through a lot of things. I've been through things that he mentioned starting at verse 23 down through including verse 29 and even down including verse 33. Many things that I've gone through in my life. But when I look back at all the things that God has brought me through, if there's any glorying to be done, I will glory in the things which the Lord has brought me through. That's what Paul is saying. If I would have a text this morning, it would be, look what God has brought us through. And some of us may even want to make it more individual by saying, look at what God has brought me through. Look what he has brought me through. And I don't believe that Paul wrote this for us to dwell in the past, but I believe that Paul wrote it that we can be strong for the future because of what God has already brought us through. We may not have gone through what Paul went through, but every one of us has a story that we can look back and say, you ought to see what God has done for me. You ought to see what he's brought me through. Sometimes we look at people's lives and say, man, they just seem to have it all together. They seem like they just never have to go through any storms. But what we don't know about each other is what's happening in the background. What's happening in the background of our life? That sometimes people look at us and say, why are you rejoicing? And the answer is, I can rejoice because of what the Lord has done. What he has done. Not what I did, but what God has brought me through. And if you this afternoon or sometime gets the opportunity to read the four scriptures that we made mention of, starting at verse 23 down through and including verse 29 and then down to verse 33, Paul lists 34 different events, if I count it correctly. 34 different things that he had gone through. And this is just those that were right there on the forefront of his knowledge of what God had done for him. And if I was to go back through the Bible, I could go back and go back to the Word and find where Moses would say something similar. Look what God did for me. Or Joseph. What the devil meant to kill me or meant for evil, God turned it into good. Go back and look at Joshua, as was made mention just a few moments ago, or the prophets. All of the prophets would stand up and say, look what God brought me through. Jeremiah would say, look at the times when I preached, and because I preached the truth, I was thrown into prison. Or the apostles that, starting at Matthew, every one of the apostles went through things that we look at people's lives and say, man, I like to have been where they was at, but would you be willing to go through what they had to go through? Because they went through so much, and many of them lost their lives because they stood for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I mentioned earlier, that as I look at this congregation this morning, that even our brothers and sisters, that many of you could tell stories after stories of what God has brought you through. And yet, they would not, even at the time we was going through them, they wasn't pleasurable. We did not enjoy them. But by going through the things that we have in the past is the reason that we are where we're at today. Somebody say amen. God picked up our broken pieces and put them all back together. And that which the devil meant to kill and destroy and ruin us, God said, I'm going to put them back together, and they're not going to come out of this as a loser, but they're going to come out as a winner because I am God. And Paul was bragging on these things. He was bragging on what the Lord had done for him. If I could mention some of them real quickly. He said that I was in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths often. 5 times he suffered 40 stripes save one, because he stood for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was beaten, he was stoned, he was in shipwreck, he was in journeys, he was in perils, he was in all kinds of trouble. And then in verse 27, he says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Paul went through a lot. I believe we all agree on that this morning. But what about us today? If you was to go back and ask Paul, as we recognize him as one of the greatest apostles of all time, he would say, let me tell you my story. Let me tell you that I was not all that great, but I had faith in a God that was all that great. I did enjoy the pain and the suffering that I had to go through, and all the unknown things that happened along the journey. But he said, when I look back, I can't help but say, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. How many of you today have got stories of what God has done for you? How he took those events that come by your way, and even though sometimes, if we will be open today and just confess, some of you have been through things that you thought was going to kill you. But God said, it's not time just yet. I'm going to turn this around and make it into a testimony, that one day they can share it with somebody else that's in a similar situation, that will strengthen them and help them today along the journey. When we look at all that we have gone through, and I don't bring this message because I want you to go back and just stay in the past, but I bring this message today because this is the way God laid it up on my heart, is that sometimes we need to go back and draw strength from what God has done and say, Lord, I know what you have done, but now I need you to help me where I'm at right now, that I might be able to come out with another testimony that I can stand up and say, it was not by my strength or by my might, it was not by my intellect, but it was by the grace of God that I stand where I stand today. Many of us today would talk about things that we've been through. And this is the way the Lord gave it to me. So, you know, if you can identify, I think we ought to say amen to those things that we can identify with that God has brought us through. How many of you have had sickness that you thought was going to kill you? And all of these events, I could say, thank God there was a church on the corner of Fayette Road and 32 that people knew the power of prayer. And they began to call out my name and to help me along the journey. And some of you would say, well, I really wasn't at that church when I went through these events. But folks, let me tell you, somewhere there was somebody praying for you that God would give you strength and bring you through it. And look where we're at today. It makes me almost want to just jump up and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. The sickness that God brought you through. Today you stand up and testify about it. And God laid it upon my heart this way, that things that I've heard some of you testify about. And Sister Janetta, I know she can look back to when she had cancer and it didn't look like she was going to make it. But praise God, she's got a testimony today that inspires the rest of us. Brother Holcomb and Brother Eli, Brother Jim that had cancer, and they stand up today. They stood up in the past and testified about what God did. And today I lift up hands and say, God, I know that you brought them through it. And I am confident that if it is ever diagnosed upon me, I know a God that can deliver his children from all things that the devil brings upon us. Maddie made mention about her friend that just passed, and a friend of hers, of the one that just passed, that passed some years back. How many of us know that it wasn't for the grace of God, many of us would have been in the same situation. Drugs and alcohol is overtaking our people today by storms, and people are succumbing and dying because of those addictions that they get. And before we look down our nose and criticize them too heavily, let's also look back and say, God, if it wasn't for you, I might be in the same situation. But praise God, somebody prayed for me that when the temptation comes, there was a way of escape made that I could get away from it. Some of you don't want the preacher to preach on a Sunday morning. Some of us today, along life's way, we have been forsaken, cast aside. How many of you have ever been mistreated along your journey? And you say, well, that's not something physically. Not all pain is physical. There's emotional pain that we go through. Paul will say it like this. There was times he was cast aside. All the prophets and all the apostles would say there's times they was cast aside and forsaken about. But you know, sometimes we are better off. In fact, all the time we are better off. Let the world go by and just walk with Jesus today, because he is your best friend. In fact, he is your only true friend that will stay with you all the days of your life. Some of us today have been talked about. We could stand up and testify. People tried to destroy me. You know, you could kill somebody without a gun. James talked about it. The tongue can kill. We've been talked about. But you know, through time, God put his stamp of approval upon us, Brother Ron, and said, time has proven those lies, those things that were said are not true, and I brought them out that I might raise them up, that they could stand up and say, if it was true, God would not have put his spirit upon them. God would not have blessed them in the way that they blessed. So let the world talk about us all that they want to. Let God get the praise and glory when he lifts us out of the ashes and raises us up as a great utensil, a tool in his hand. Some of us have had heartaches to where we felt like our heart was just torn out. Heartaches that God gave us strength to come through it and be able to carry on. Folks, this whole message is summed up in this. It wasn't you or I that did it. It was God that did it. That's what Paul said. Some that have had lots of pain and suffering. When God laid it out on my heart, I thought about Miss Ruby. Come here to church when she couldn't hardly stand the pain. But I know she told me many a times, and she would tell you again today, I come in so much hurt, but God blessed me for it. Amen. God blessed me for it. I know some of you come today in pain and suffering, and you've been better off. The devil will tell you to stay at the house. But look what you would have missed had you stayed at the house. Some that have dealt with the loss of a loved one. And folks, it is hard to give up our loved ones. But thank God. God said he would send by the sweet Holy Spirit to fill that void that's been left in our hearts and our lives. We will never get over the loss of a loved one. It stays with you all the days of your life. Amen? And it seems like that some days you're doing okay, but then a memory will pop up and it will just break your heart. Amen. It will just break your heart. But God said, my strength will get you through it. And for those that left us here with a testimony that they knew Jesus Christ, our separation is just short term. Someday we'll unite again on the other side of Jordan, where we'll never have to separate again. Some of you today would be able to say, look what God has brought me through the loss of a child. It just tore your life up. And I know we've got women with us today and families with us today that have had little stillborn children. I know that there are some that may have had a miscarriage, and some that had children that were of pretty young adolescents or even young adults that went into eternity. And it feels like it just tore you up. But God showed up on the scene and said, I can make this trial a blessing. Amen. I can make this trial a blessing. Right now it's devastation. But I will give you strength to go through, and you will have a testimony that you can share with others. You know, that's what brothers and sisters are for, is to help one another along the journey. That you can share with them and say, I know where you're at, because God brought me through a similar situation. Some of us today can go back and reflect upon church splits, where the devil come in and tore the church up right down the middle. Hard feelings that came out of it. Lies that was told and all kinds of deception. But God will raise you up to stand and be able to stand firm to prevent that from ever happening again. And you say, how can we stand firm and make sure it never happens? By staying in the unity of the Spirit of God, praying one for another, lifting one another up, and not letting any of us think that we are bigger or better than our brothers and sisters. This is not my church. This is not your church. This is God's church. We are servants here to work together that we might see the lost saved before it's too late. If I could just put it plain, it's not about you and me. It's about Him. Amen. Some of us today have the experience of a loss of a job. How many of you been cut from the payroll at a position? And my heart goes out for you this morning. It's devastating. Because you take it personally and you say, what did I do? What could I have done differently? But you know what God says, where the devil shut a door, I'm able to open a door. Those things that the devil tries to take away your livelihood, tries to take away your means of making a living, you may not have a same title or a same job somewhere else, but one thing that the writer of Bold said, God's children will never go hungry. Somebody don't feel it like I feel it this morning. God's children will never go hungry. We'll never go without clothing to wear or a roof over our head. It may not be the greatest of things, but folks, sometimes before God can exalt us, we've got to come down and be a base that God can use us in the right time for the right position at the right place. Amen. Some of us today would testify about a wayward child. How many of you got children away from God? How many of you had loved ones that's away from God and you seen them walk down the aisle and get right with the Lord? You know what encourages me? And I have this fire in my soul today that, folks, I look forward to seeing mine and yours walk down this aisle or these side aisles and come to an altar and call upon God and ask God to forgive them of their sins and to save their dying soul, and for those that are away from God to see them come back home and have fellowship back with God. And you talking about rejoicing today, for some of us that have seen it in the past, we can encourage others and say, don't give up hope, don't give up praying, just keep on praying, because God is still on the throne. He's still hearing our prayers. And one day, and I'm not preaching false hope, one day I believe if we will hold true, we'll see Him walk down the aisles and get right. You see, right now the world is enticing them. The world is telling them, you've got to compete with your neighbor. You've got to get more and more and more. You've got to get all that you can while you're going through this world. But you know what I hear the prophets of old say, and our forefathers say, our grandparents and our parents say in the house of God, if only they would get Jesus Christ, they would have everything that they have need of. Can I get a witness on a Sunday morning? God can do more for you than the world economy can do for you. God can do more for you than the job or the position can do for you. You could be like they said in Malachi. You could have all kinds of money and bring it in and put it into baskets with holes in it. But praise God, little is much when we have the Lord walking with us and helping us today. Some of you today would talk about and have it upon your testimony about a divorce that you went through. That'd make a Baptist church quiet. I've got boys that's been through a divorce. I've got family that's been through a divorce. It's one of those subject matters people don't want to talk about. Let me tell you what divorce does. It affects the whole family. Everyone in the family suffers because of a divorce. The children, I believe, suffer more than anybody else. Amen? The children suffer because of it. Some were in a divorce and had no, not because of their fault. We live in a society when people just decide, I don't love you anymore. I got a couple amens on that. You know, how many of you took it seriously when you said those oaths, till death do us part? Amen. Amen? But there are some circumstances that come along, not of your own doing, that causes a divorce. And Brother Mark, I thought about that picture that you brought the other Sunday morning or Sunday evening after we preached in that message on Sunday morning. How many of us today, sometimes we just was holding on by a thin string. But praise God, He had His hand under us. When the string would break, He would catch us. Hallelujah. We would say, yes, it destroyed my life, but God put it back together. Look what He did for me. Look what God did. And today you say, are you condemning those that are divorced? And no, it's not for me to condemn. There are. Moses gave them a writ of divorcement. There in the New Testament, Christ talked about a writ of divorcement, that if there's circumstances that qualify, then that's what they ought to do if they can't reconcile. You say, Roger, you're in the Baptist church. You ought not preach that. That's what the Word of God tells us. And you say, but does that mean that you think it's okay? I think you ought to try to work it out. Especially for the children's sake. And let me give you Roger's thoughts and we'll move on. You know, there's really two thoughts. One, if you ever loved them, you ought to still love them. Or it wasn't love. Right? And two, if I look back, how many of us men will say this morning that she ought to have left us? Am I the only one? I'm not. I don't have it much that I can brag about. And folks, let me tell you, I failed as a parent. I failed as a husband. I failed as a provider. You name it, I have failed. But praise God, He raised us up and said, I'm going to make an example of what a failure can become. Amen? And before you think Roger's bragging too much up on himself, God's not done with me yet. Amen? How many of you men will say amen to that? God's not done with you yet. Amen? I want to be more caring. I want to be a better husband and a better father and grandfather. I want to be a better church member. I want to be a better preacher and pastor. But you see, every time we try to do better, here comes that little adversary. And I'm trying to get better about it, but the end of my tongue has lost all circulation where I bit it so much. But you know what? It's better to bite your tongue than it is to speak something that you can't take back. Amen? Some of us have been through trials. Do you know there's a difference between a trial and a temptation? God allows trials to come in our life. And at the time, we don't know why. We don't understand it. He lets trials come that could almost be synonymous with tribulations. But in the book of Romans in the 5th chapter, He says that we ought to glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of our God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That when we go through them, we know God is using it to build us up and not tear us down. It's almost like these guys and girls that go to the gym. They start out with a little bit of weight, and after a while, they put a little bit more weight on it. I'm just telling you what I've heard. They put a little bit more weight on it. And then after a while, they put on even more weight. And what they're doing is they're conditioning themselves to get to where they want to go. But you can't get there all at one time. And God is still working on me. Anybody else want to confess God is still working on you? Amen. Trials that God brings and temptations that the devil brings. Because you see, the Bible scripture tells us, let no man say when he is tempted of God, for God tempteth no one. Amen. The devil brings temptations. Let me give you an example this morning. How many of you got an eating problem? Oh, you say, Roger, get back to the other subject matter. But every time I walk by a cookie jar, or I walk by the refrigerator or the pantry, it's like they're calling my name. They're tempting me, even though I know that I ought not to partake in it. Sometimes I win. Most of the time, they win. Because temptations are great. But sometimes we need to say, Lord, help us to just walk away. I use that little example because there are many types of temptations. Sexual temptations. Make a Baptist church quiet. Lust. Envy. Strife. You know, you want what your neighbor's got, but you don't know what it cost your neighbor to get where they're at. Amen? Let me move on. Some of us today could talk about brokenness. Have you ever been so broke? I'm not talking financially. Even though many of us could say, yeah, I've been there. Becky and I and the kids. Because we wanted to be a part of the group. Go out to eat after church. And me and Becky share a meal and the kids would share a meal. Because you see, we wanted them to be around Christians. We wanted to be around our Christians. And we couldn't afford a meal for all four of us. And the boys will still tell you today, Jeff, you like that, and Tara. Sometimes they get on their rampage and they'll tell you about how they had to share one meal until Tiffany came along. And then the boys had to share one meal and she got her own. I don't remember it that way. But you know, sometimes we exaggerate the circumstance. Amen? Let me close with a couple of thoughts. God has told us in the book of Hebrews in the 13th chapter in the 5th verse. He has told every one of us like Paul that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Back in Joshua the 1st chapter and the 5th verse as well. God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Nothing that we go through is new or unique to us. All of our forefathers went through similar things and God brought them out. We read about them. None of them enjoyed what they was going through, but when they got through it, they had a time of praise and worship unto God. And let me give you one final thought while somebody gets a song for us this morning. Matthew 28 and 20. Christ said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. How many of us will confess on a Sunday morning, if it hadn't been for God, we would have stumbled a long time ago and never got back up. We would have given up a long time ago. But today we have testimonies. Mine may not be as grander as Paul, but folks, in my heart, mine are just as special as what Paul's was to him. I not always enjoyed the events attached to our testimony. But today, when I look back, I say, God, thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for being kind and merciful to me. And thank you, Lord, that now I can use what you've done for me to try to help others along the journey. Church, my final thought is, this is not a competition. This is a journey. And we are to help one another along. Amen? Not put down, not criticize, but be in prayer one for another, trying to lift our brothers and sisters up that God would bless them. Would you stand while they sing a verse of a song this morning? And you follow your heart. Look what God has brought us through. Yes, I walk with Him. You have your testimony. Nobody can praise the Lord for what He's done for you like you can. Yes.
God's love is still great.
It is greater today.
God knows all of that.
You know this song, sing it today.
Yes, God understands.
Oh, God, understand. He knows about you.
He knows all my plans.
Yes, all of them. Yes.
He's willing to help.
If we will just follow Him.
God knows.
Amen.
All about me. Yes, God understands.
Amen. While they pause for a minute, let me go back to the message and remind all of us. We would not be where we're at today had we not gone through the things of our past. Not a one of us. You know, sometimes I think people look at us and think, man, they've had such an easy road. How many of you will testify this morning? There's been rough times. There's been hard times. But God brought us through it all. Amen? Aren't you glad you serve a God like that today? And He's not done yet. Kathy, we're praying for you and that little boy. We're praying for you. Jennifer, we're praying for you and David. And we're praying for Sister Barb. And as I look over this audience, I'm praying for Terry and Charlene. I don't know what it's like to go through some of the things that Terry and Charlene's had to go through this past week and weeks preceding that. I don't know what it's like going through what some of you are going through. But I've seen some of you grow tremendously because of the things that you have experienced. Jack, that because of being ridiculed, made fun of on the job because he doesn't do what everybody else does, God has raised him up.
Yes.
Amen. And I could say the same for Sarah and Maddie and Rachel and Matt. I could just go around the house, and if I didn't call your name, don't get your feelings hurt. Because I'm praying for all. I don't know what it's like to have a child that's been diagnosed with AIDS. I don't know what that's like. And I don't want to know. But I pray for her child. Amen. Some of you, as I look over this audience, you're in the same condition I am with children that have no desire to go to the house of God. I can relate with where you're at. And what it does, it ought to inspire us. If you can't pray for your own, pray for mine. Because you see, it's easier for me to pray for yours than it is mine at times. And while you're praying for mine, can I get us in unity here? While you're praying for mine, I'll pray for yours. Amen? Because we need to see them in the house of God working for the Lord. Amen? Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? Every day, we're building a testimony. It'll either be a testimony for the good or it'll be a testimony for the bad. Amen. So watch how you build. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a good afternoon. Get you. In fact, I'm going to tell some of you, don't even get you no food. Just get you a nap. No. Come back tonight looking for God to bless in a mighty way. God bless you today.